What's going on, everybody, and welcome back
to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just best rest of your day. And weeks of all, like always, we get right into it. Your life. How do you conduct yourself? How do you perceive life as... Do you let people into your life? Or do you invite them, or do you qualify them? You know, as we all get, you know, into a different age of wisdom, we don't tolerate different stuff that, you know, people bring, you know. And, you know, I just was listening to a motivational video, like I do each and every morning, and he said, you know, just when you invite different words into your life, is what you speak, is what you bring about. So it's like a mindset of your life. You inviting people into your life, right? That's if you invite somebody, they're gonna maybe show up for you sometimes when you need something, or they might not even come to the function. It's not even a function, but your life is serious and you have to take it serious. So now, think of it like this. You have to qualify people into your life. The words that you speak is so detrimental to everything that you want. Watch your words and be mindful of what you're saying on a daily basis. Where you are now is a direct correlation with the things that you speak on a daily basis. Let me tell you the definition of qualifier: to be entitled to a particular benefit or privilege by fulfilling a necessary condition. If you qualify an individual that you're hanging around or that you want in your life, these are the things that you gravitate towards. Say if you hang around people that's about drama, dysfunction, chaos, and destruction. They always tearing people down, talking about people. When, as soon as they leave the room, they talking about them. That brings bad energy around them. And when you're around them, you're collecting that energy and you holding on to a piece of that energy, even if you don't know it or know it. And then you're going to start gravitating towards that energy and you're going to start to pick up those negative traits. Qualify people that are about growth, peace, inspiration. They're focused. They have a phenomenal mindset. They're going places. They have different things that they want to do. And they don't worry about small talk from small-minded people. Start qualifying people in your life. Do I need to read that definition again? Yeah, I'm going to read it again. To be entitled to a particular benefit or privilege by fulfilling a necessary condition. Take it or leave it. But, you know, just you have to change if you want change for yourself. You have to change within. So the outward change, it'll blow people away without even trying to impress anybody. You're just changing because you want to do it and you need to do it. And you have to reprogram your mind to be resilient. Be a resilient of a sound mind that even if stuff don't work out, you still have to be resilient enough to get up and get back after it. Okay, you didn't make it this time, but figure out what you did, look at it, analyze it, then try it again and from a different angle and a different way. And start qualifying people. Because a lot of people will be disqualified just based off the definition. What do you want? Who do you want? Stop talking negative on people that you know nothing about. Just because you see something, you don't have to speak on it. Every opinion is not an opinion that you have to voice. You can look at something and observe it and don't have to say nothing, because your actions speak louder than your words ever will be. Watch your words, be mindful, and invite your mind, keep it open, but qualify people in your life that you're going to be hanging around, because their energy will in turn be your energy. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you give them, because the time that you give them is your time. I'm G Chef, and I'm going to see you on the next one. You have a great one.